Hello again, everyone. So today I've come to do another podcast or video on Charles Robert Darwin. Now, yesterday I posted on Nikola Tesla, and today it's Charles Robert Darwin, all on the suggestion of my lovely son. And I've already had a request or two for some influential people that are alive today, and you can go to any influential person you want. It might take me a while to do them because I have other requests too, and I do love to overload myself with requests. So I will get the requests done. But if you would like a podcast done on anyone in anyone alive today or in the past that was influential, then please contact me, put a comment on my posts, or send me an email and connect personally. So today I'm focusing on the genius of Charles Robert Darwin. So Darwin's chart, his number in his chart says that he is here to be a 145, a 14-5 life path. Now that means that in Darwin's previous lives, he was a bit of a rebel, and you'll see that in this lifetime as well. He rebelled against really the religious system that believed in creationism, and he's got that rebellious streak within him. Anyway, he's a karmic debt 145, so that means he's an old soul that in a previous life may have I would say got himself in trouble, or used his free time, what the system would say, irresponsibly, and didn't really focus on anything enough to use his time constructively. So in this lifetime, he came to find his passion, his mastery, and focus on it with unwavering discipline, thus using his free time with the most, you know, using it most productively to research and understand his mastery, and then communicate that mastery to the world. And didn't he just do that? So Darwin found a mastery, which was what he needed to do for his 145 life path, and that was evolution and naturalism and how plants and animals adapted to their environment. And he, like a 145, which was brilliant, focused his research to mastery on that subject, and then wrote a book to inform the world about his mastery and what he'd found, which was exactly what he was here to do for his life path. People think that Darwin was the originator of the idea, and he wasn't really. There were other people that came up with the idea too. If I remember, Albert Russell Wallace was also coming up with the same idea. So it wasn't that Darwin was coming up with a new idea that nobody else knew about. He was just the first to get it published and get it out there. And that was what he's here to do. He's not here to be known as the originator or the innovator of this idea. He is here to just take the mastery of the idea of evolution, or whatever mastery he decided to focus on, which of course was his subject, evolution, and then go so deep with that subject, take his research so seriously, almost to obsessive levels, I must admit, because 145s can swing towards obsession when they've got an overbalance of energy. So he was here to focus on that mastery and then tell everyone about it. He was the first to write the book, and people then considered him the originator of the idea. He was just the first to get it out there. And his birthday number is also a communication number. So he's very much, his whole purpose, 145, 123, is very much on focus and then communicating that mastery, that research, that information to as many people that would listen on a stage, to groups, to whoever would listen. And that's exactly what Darwin did in his lifetime. So he definitely did follow his path. His expression number is a 156, and it shows him to be a very family orientated man, very nurturing, very creative in his way. I mean, he was a researcher, but he also had the talent of a creative artist. He could have accessed any form of creative artistry that he was interested in and expressed that, and maybe he did. Maybe he did in his home. I don't know enough about Darwin to say whether he used his creative artistry or even in his leisure time used that at all. But the 156 is definitely a very nurturing number. It's very homely, it's very family, and it's very wanting to make the world a better place. Darwin would have been very... very philanthropic. He'd think about people that weren't so privileged as him, and he would always be about helping those that needed it the most. It's a very nurturing expression number, and it would have made him a very good family man. His soul urge in the 189 means that he, in his soul level, he wanted to influence people in order to bring about their well-being. When Darwin spread his ideas to the world in his way, in his books, it was in order to bring wisdom to mankind, in order to, you know, bring the knowledge of mankind forward, in the hope that it would be used as wisdom to help mankind develop towards being better, to being more well. I mean, there were many people that used Darwin's ideas for very nefarious and murderous actions. I mean, eugenics, I don't need to go any further, but it wasn't something that Darwin wanted. He wanted the world to develop positively with his information. But unfortunately, there is darkness in the world, and there are people that will take ideas that are meant for wellness and use them as an excuse for their actions to hurt others. But Darwin wanted to help the world. He wanted to influence the world in a great way because he had a soul urge of a 189, a well-being practitioner. So his heart was always to help people. And his maturity number, he was communicating an amazing idea through his books, and I don't know how else he communicated, probably through words as well. His maturity number is Master 11-2, which is the illuminator, the expressor of the brand new idea that should have a world focus. And didn't he just do that? He walked his path of the 145 by focusing on a subject to mastery, almost to obsession, and then expressing that mastery to the world through his words and his books. So he followed his life path, and even his maturity number, Master 11-2, that is how he got his wide audience. That was how his words, rather than other people's words, got that wide world audience. And he also had a personality that captivated people. His personality number was Master 33-6. So he was, when people saw him, as a performer and a communicator. And when he spoke, people listened because he was a master communicator by personality. So people saw him as a master communicator. People listened to him like a master communicator because that is how people saw him. And he was talented at illuminating people, especially as he got older with these brand new ideas. To others, these were brand new ideas, with a soul urge to improve the well-being of others, and in a talent number that is very nurturing and creative and peaceful. So he very much, I hope, walked his path in other ways and used his nurturing abilities and focused on his soul urge of well-being. I don't know, I didn't know him enough. All I can tell you is that he walked his path. He wasn't here, as I said, to be the originator of the idea, but he was here to focus on that idea towards mastery and then express that idea to as many people as possible, as he did, because he was the first. And he wanted to be the first to get his book out there. And if he wasn't the first to get his book out there, we probably wouldn't know him and remember him the way we do now. It would have been possibly Alfred Russel Wallace that would be considered the originator. And they both were the originator, really. It's just that Darwin got his book out there first. And he was kind of the master communicator. As I said, his personality is a master communicator. He was maturing towards being an illuminator of new ideas, and his, you know, his whole purpose really was focused on communicating his mastery. So, you know, it was almost his, should I say, his thing to be the person who got the idea out there, because that is what he's here to do as a five. He has intensifiers in the 2 and the 9 energy. So the 2 in previous lives, he's always been good at developing relationships, and that would have come through in his family relationships. He was likely, through his numbers, his numbers say that he'd be quite a nurturing man, good at pulling people close and developing relationships. He also has a 9 intensifier, which really makes him very, 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 very ethical. He wants to improve the well-being of others. And this was even intensified by his soul urge in the 189 that makes him motivated to use his 9 talent to be humanitarian and share ideas that he hoped would improve the lot of mankind. As far as karmic energy is concerned, he doesn't have any. So there aren't any energies that he hasn't covered in some way in previous lives. We already know he's an old soul. So he's probably gone over and learned a lot of the energies of other numbers in previous lives. So he's really very well-rounded, and he doesn't have any particular harsh weaknesses other than the weaknesses that are contained within his 145 life path and his 123 birthday number. So let's have a look at his life path in a little bit more depth, because it was the reason he was here, okay? So the tasks of the energy of the 5 is to, like, look at the world with the eyes of a child, learn from varied experience, and decide then from experience what your passion and mastery is, and then focus on that passion and mastery and attain real personal freedom via your discipline, focus and mastery, and then develop charismatic verbal and written communication skills so that you can then express that mastery to the world, which is what Darwin did. So what is Darwin here to do? He is easily bored. He was very much a learner, loved to study loads of topics, probably always had his nose in a book, learning something else he was interested in. And it seems like naturalism and biology and, is it naturalism? I don't know. His subject was very biological and evolution, and that was his interest. So he would have studied that quite, you know, as we know, he definitely would have studied that. And that was part of his path to do that. So that was good. He would have started with initial varied experience, you hope, because that's what he needed to do. Maybe he studied some other subjects and found this as his specialism, something that he could really get his teeth into, which was evolution and the processes of life. He was here to learn to be disciplined, to continue with his topic or activity beyond the boredom of the detail towards his mastery and specialism. And we know he did that. He was here to develop the ability to balance his his need for adventure, because even though he's here to focus, fives are very adventurous and they do love a bit of variety and fun and adventure. And he's here to be able to balance that, his need for variety and change and adventure with, balance it properly with the stability of family and the focus of skill mastery. So that might have been something that he found difficult at times to do. He's here to be totally spontaneous, take risks. Sometimes, though, he jumped from one experience to the other and never really progressed or settled. But we know through his studies that he did eventually find his focus. He went on his experiences and he found his mastery and he did settle and he did progress, which was part of his life path to do. So another tick there for Darwin. He needed to be extremely intuitive and access his intuitive wisdom when making decisions and assessing the people and situations around him. I would imagine he focused more on the scientific method rather than his intuition. But I didn't know Darwin, so I don't know whether he used his scientific knowledge or whether he used or interlaced his intuition within that. I suspect he may have done without even knowing, but I don't know. But he's here to use that intuitive process to help him build his mastery and assess the situation and the world around him, really. He's here to develop the ability to attain inner and outer freedom by doing things he might not have wanted to do. Now, that sounds like complete contradiction, doesn't it? But we can get freedom wrong, and fives are here to learn what freedom really is. Now, when we're at school, and fives, when they're at school, they're quite rebellious. They like to go against the grain a little bit, and they might have said things like, I'll do what I want, as a way to express their freedom. However, what we want isn't necessarily going to bring us freedom. We think that doing what we want is freedom, but actually you might find that doing what you want when you want often doesn't bring you freedom at all. It can get you in trouble. It can get you put in prison. It can, you know, if I ate what I wanted, I probably wouldn't have the freedom to leave the house that I do now because I'd be too fat on cake and junk food. So what we want isn't necessarily going to bring us freedom. What fives are here to understand, that real personal freedom of choice comes through discipline and focus on a mastery. Even though they seem like opposites, real freedom comes from that focus, that discipline and that mastery, because it gives you free choice when you're a master in what you do. So as a five, he was here to understand the real nature of freedom and understand that it's not just what we want to do that gives them our freedom in life. Our freedom comes from discipline. As I've said here, doing what you want is not necessarily freedom. You can actually become a slave to your desires, and, you know, and that can be, you know, a complete mind mess, can't it? But freedom and discipline are inherently linked, and it was for Darwin to understand that, and he clearly did, because to do the work that he did in the theory of evolution would have needed great focus, great discipline and great study. And that's exactly what he did, and that is exactly what he was here to do. He's here to develop his verbal and written communication skills. Well, he did that. He wrote books. He was the first, actually, to get his book out. And he was here to do that, to develop his communication skills towards the charismatic sharing of ideas and stories that were related to his specialism of theory of evolution. He had the potential and definitely was a great communicator. And this was helped, of course, by his 11 maturity number and his master 33-6 personality number. And that would have really aided his ability to communicate his message out there. He's here to learn to be committed, dependable, and do what he said he's going to do. So really focusing and committing on his subject. you know, because as a five, you can be, especially at first, a little bit scattered. You can be quite forgetful. He may have forgotten things, forgot what he promised, because he was possibly in quite a chaotic state at times. Fives can get quite scattered and quite changeable, and find it hard to focus. And, you know, but that's the reason he is here, to find that focus and mastery. So at times he might have struggled with that. He was here to develop more performance social skills and develop his charisma, have the potential to be a bit more fun-loving, a bit more positive, a bit more optimistic. Because at times, especially when he was trying to study, he might have been a bit uptight and argumentative and not always wanting to communicate and be social with others. And that's because it's his life path. To be more social, to be more amiable, to be more performance orientated, because that's how he's going to get his message, his mastery out there to the world. He also needed to develop consistent independence, because fives can also swing from independence to dependence and back again. So it was likely that in Darwin's past, there were times where he really struggled. And, you know, it was either risky behavior or get rich quick schemes, or maybe it was his focus on his mastery. But there were times in his life that he would have been more dependent than he wanted to be. And he's here to develop consistent independence, which comes from having the personal freedom that he can get through his mastery. He's here to develop fearlessness, and boy, did he need to be fearless, because fives can be quite fearful and not communicate what they need to others. But he did it fearlessly, and I respect him for that, because he was at a time where people believed in the religious way and creationism. So there was always a fear that anyone would have that he would have a severe backlash from communicating this information. And part of his life path was here to learn to develop fearlessness. And I can't believe that he was so fearless and he communicated so fearlessly to others, even though he knew that there could be quite a severe backlash from the religious control system about what he was saying, that seemed so contrary to some people, contrary to, in some people's eyes, to the religious creationist way. I mean, fives can be fearful of many things. They fear restriction, they fear dependence, and they fear boredom. To name but a few, fives can have many, many fears. So fives are here to learn, to challenge themselves past their comfort zone, to be fearless. And that's exactly what Darwin did. It would have been a very fearless thing to do, to tell a religious system that the theory of evolution was the right way to go now. So well done on him for that, because he touched everyone's comfort zone with that one and encouraged other people to step out of their comfort zone and look at other ideas, which is exactly what a five is here to do. He's here to make good use of his energy and drive, because his previous life, he got himself in trouble. He might have been a slave or imprisoned for being rebellious or not using his freedom, what the system would say, responsibly. So he may have been a bit of a rebel back then. He may have been lazy. He may have got himself put in prison. He may have got himself ill. It's something where in the past he didn't use his time well. So in this lifetime, he's going to use his time well. He's here to learn to make good use of that energy and drive. If he feels restricted or underconfident, he's going to be restless. So he needs to focus his energy on something. Otherwise, he's going to turn into a bit of a restless drama queen. Now, I don't know what Darwin was like, but if his energy wasn't focused into something like his mastery of evolution, he may have at times been quite restless and bored and a bit of a drama queen, I must say. He's here to use his energy and his drive and his passion and his focus with courage and for his mastery. And I feel that he certainly did that. So he's basically here to find his mastery, which will come and bring him inner freedom. And that freedom only comes through discipline, focus, and depth of experience. In his daily life, he needs to reconcile and integrate his discipline with his goal to personal freedom, using one to achieve the other, rather than scattering his energy over too many subjects and not focusing enough. And boy, did he focus. Well done, Darwin. Go into one field so deeply that he realises that actually all of his other fields of interest are actually quite linked. And that's what probably helped him to develop further his theory of evolution. He was here to persist through the boredom and really get to the depths of his subject, towards the nitty-gritty of the specialism and the mastery, to realise a balanced sense of outer sense of self-reliance and self-sufficiency, to balance his discipline and focus and the security of his family with his need for wild change, variety and adventure. Now, I don't know how he did that, but his trips on the Beagle would have been something he would have loved and would have been a bit of a break from the family situation anyway. He would have loved that trip as a five. He's here to expand, make changes and communicate his mastery to an expanded audience. And again, it's exactly what he did. He needed to live with passion and adventure without fear. He went on that ship, the Beagle, in order to research his subject with passion and focus. And that's what he did. To understand that real freedom flows from discipline and focus. To know that freedom in its fullest expression is self-mastery. A thirst for adventure and breadth and depth of experience, but with the intention of choosing a passion and deepening the experience towards mastery. Fives love a flexible schedule with freedom of choice, and that is what they're always working towards. But it's important, again, that they understand that freedom and responsibility and discipline, they all go together. You know, as to independence and discipline, it's all these words are linked with discipline and responsibility to help you find the freedom as a five that he was here to find. He's here to achieve anything with discipline, focus and persistence through boredom, because fives can get easily bored, to learn about the depths of life, one subject at a time. And to develop a good balance between the discipline and the security of family and his focus on his mastery, with his need to travel, to adventure, to learn new things, to get away from the routine. He's going to have needed a good balance in order to achieve his life path there, to be free and inspire people to find their own freedom. And he was doing that through his books, through his knowledge and through his research, to express himself via creative writing, drawing, verbal communication, and even storytelling. Well, he did that too. Well done, Darwin. To develop by getting quite entrepreneurial. I don't know how entrepreneurial Darwin got, but it was part of his path to make money through business. And I like to hope that he made some money through his book, and he did gain some entrepreneurial success from his theory. I don't know enough about his life. I try not to research too much about what the system says about his life, because I like to go by the numbers and not be too biased by them. So there's a lot of things I don't know about Darwin. Maybe he was very entrepreneurial, and I don't know, maybe he did get quite rich from his book and his sales and things like that. I literally don't know. Or performing his theory, teaching, speaking to audiences. That was part of his path to do too. To socialise confidently, charismatic networker, to communicate his message charismatically to people. But he was very rebellious, free thinker, and he needed to be, because otherwise he would have just conformed with the religious creationist way at the time. But fives are rebellious, and they want to spread a message that might not necessarily be something that is accepted by the norm. You know, they like to be rebellious, they like to go outside the box a little bit, and that's exactly what Darwin did. He was a rebellious free thinker of the time, a very much a mover and a shaker, the director and writer of his own movie, You know, I like to think, because it was part of his purpose as well, that he took full responsibility for his own life and did develop that balanced independence and interdependence that he was here to achieve, to have a zest for life and be a fun-loving communicator. And I hope he kept his natural drive and curiosity to know something about everything. Even though he was focused on his theories of evolution, he will always have that natural drive and curiosity to know something about lots of things, especially surrounding subjects to his mastery. He was here to have refined, intuitive and almost clairvoyant potential. To be progressive, oh yeah, he was progressive, adaptable, versatile, vivacious and quick thinking. Well, his ideas were definitely progressive and controversial for the time. In fact, he would have been considered a bit of a rebel and a free thinker, and was probably at risk many a time of getting himself in trouble for bringing this new idea that disrupted the religious order so very much. But without mastery, but first, before he made that focus on his theory of evolution, he would have been actually very unfocused, very changeable, very impulsive, quite inconsistent and forgetful, because fives are very scattered before they find their focus, because they're very much about looking at the world with the eyes of a child. So he would have wanted to drink in all the information, all the research and understand everything. And it would have made him very unfocused because he was too wide in his thirst for knowledge. And that would have been early in life, I would imagine. He may have been looking into different things, but not staying focused on any one thing. People may have seen him as a bit flaky, unreliable, definitely undisciplined. There was just so many possibilities for a young five and so little time to look at them. You know, fives look at the world like when they're a child, with the eyes of a child, and they want to look at everything. And it's more about breadth rather than depth. And a lot of fives can be diagnosed with ADHD because they want to see so many things, but they struggle to go into anything, into any depth, considering themselves or wanting to be a jack of all trades, but then becoming a master of none. And since it's the Life Path Five's purpose to be a master, that focus needs to come. But the difficulty is for a five is they get easily bored. They're easily bored with routine and predictability. So first of all, Darwin would have found it difficult to focus on his family and even his studies, or even focus on one subject. He would have started off very, very scattered. He may have struggled to commit at first to any one place, struggled to set priorities. He would have been restless, uncommitted, again always easily bored, trying to look from one experience to another, taking risks maybe even to escape boredom, and swinging oftentimes between dependence and independence. And there may have been times then he may have been fearful, and he may have looked for a lot of adventure through books and television and film and dreamed about actually experiencing it himself, but not being brave enough to do so. We certainly know he developed that in his lifetime. Some fives can imprison themselves in their fears and their doubts. But remember, fear is a choice. Fear of restriction, fear of dependence. It can turn a five into quite a bossy, controlling and angry person because of this fear. They can be quite a drama queen, and that's to alleviate boredom. So again, this is before they have a focus or a mastery. They can get quite bored and be quite a drama queen, uptight, wired, argumentative, anything to make the day a bit more interesting. Fives can also be a bit obsessive, uptight, wired and argumentative because it's their path to be more social and communicative. Involvement in relationships that restrict his independence could have been a bit of an issue, because involvement in and commitment in relationships would have been difficult for Darwin at first, because fives are just so scattered. So relationships, some fives can actually get into relationships that restrict their independence and actually hold them tight. And some are obsessively over free and won't stay in a relationship at all. So it's about finding that balance. Self-indulgence can be a big thing because some fives can fail to understand the real nature of freedom and think that doing what they want is freedom and going to bring them freedom, when actually doing what they want ends up making them fat or ends up putting them in prison. So many fives need a lot of discipline in their lives, like dietary discipline to avoid health problems or behavioural discipline to stop them getting incarcerated. I mean, incarceration isn't freedom. But just to go over, the 145 is a karmic debt. And it holds a karmic debt and arises from previous lifetimes during which his freedom, he abused it, according to society at that time. In a previous life, Darwin was likely to have been a prisoner or a slave in a previous life. So he's now forced to adapt to changing circumstances and unexpected events that need flexibility. He has the potential of becoming a slave to his own freedom. He did have the potential for that. I don't know if he ever did have issues with substances. I don't know. The key to transcending his karmic debt above all other things for the 145 is commitment. To set his goals, to focus, to find ways to channel his creative potential, commit to his ideas, follow it through and express them to the world. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling he's done a really, really good job. He did a really good job in his lifetime to find his mastery, use his freedom in his time to develop an idea that he wanted to use to improve the world. So he was here to communicate his mastery. He did so. And the birthday number 123 confirmed that he was here to passionately and creatively communicate a message to people. And he did it through his 145 mastery. He was a very nurturing man, very creative in his artistry because he was an expression 145. So he always wanted to help people that needed it the most. And then you look at his soul urge 189, which is all about bringing well-being to others. A well-being practitioner. He wanted to bring improvements to the world. And his maturity number, Master 11, just shows that he was maturing towards illuminating the world with a brand new idea, with an intention to bring healing. And people listened to him because he was a personality master 33-6, a very ethical man, good at drawing people close, with no big karmic issues from the past. Well, he is an old soul, so I'd imagine that's why. So, you know, I think this man very much walked his path, very much focused on his mastery, and did a great job of communicating that mastery to the world. Now, if you're interested in numerology and you're interested in knowing your life purpose or becoming a numerologist yourself, these two books might help you. I've got them on Amazon. All you've got to do is search up my name, because Ewers is not a name everyone's got. So the first book, Remember Your Purpose, it breaks down all the lessons of your life path and your birthday number for you to know exactly what your challenges are for this lifetime. And Remember Your Talents, my second book, is how your talent number interacts with your purpose, with your life path number, showing you what things you're going to find easier, what challenges you're going to find more difficult. And, you know, you can use that to read your own chart and other people's chart. My third book is going to be linked to the Soul Urge number, and that basically then will incorporate, those three books then will incorporate all the core numbers and help people to blend those numbers and see where their talents, where their challenges are, and the path they need to walk in this lifetime. So these are two interesting books if you're looking at your life purpose and you want to know whether you're going to find it easy or hard, pretty much. That's the wonder of numerology. Now, I hope you found this podcast video useful today. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe. If you would like a numerology reading from me, you can contact me on my email address, katie@soulexplorer.net, or you might find me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Soul Explorer Numerology. I'm on Instagram as Soul Explorer Kate. And I'm on Twitter as well as SoulExplorer4, but you'll get a quicker response from me if you email me at katie@soulexplorer.net. So I have Udemy courses in the description box. I have links to my books in the description box. If you'd like one-to-one learning on numerology, again, please contact me. And if you have any questions or video requests, again, please email me or leave me a little comment on my videos. It might take me a while to get your video podcast done, but I always make sure I do what I promise. Okay. So as ever, guys, trust the soul within you. Only your soul knows what's best for you.